Is the aurora really colorful? When we think about the Northern Lights, we usually imagine green curtains dancing across the sky. In fact, many more colors are possible, just less frequent, or hardly detectable by the naked eye. The aurora is caused by charged particles in the solar wind that collide with charged particles in our atmosphere. This collision produces light in the visible spectrum. At different altitudes, different gases can be found and their concentrations vary. So, depending on the altitude and the elements involved, different colors will result from the collision with the solar particles. The strong green lights most typically associated with the aurora display originate at altitudes of 75 to 110 miles, the average height of the Northern Lights, and mainly it involves oxygen. Green is not only the most frequent color of the auroras, it is also the one our eyes can see the best. So it is no wonder that the Northern Lights are often thought to appear in green only. Oxygen is also responsible for the red Northern Lights, which occur at higher altitudes, generally above 125 miles. At this height, oxygen is less concentrated and is excited at a higher wavelength, making red visible. During exceptionally intense geomagnetic storms, an above average number of solar particles often manage to escape our magnetic shield, and the glow produced can be so intense and diffuse that the whole sky turns red. This is an extremely rare occurrence, on average once every 10 years. Sometimes, especially when the sun is stormy, nitrogen can steal the show. Blue, purple, and pink are seen less frequently than the other colors and are caused by particles reacting with nitrogen at lower altitudes, typically below 75 miles. These colors will normally appear towards the lower part of the display, below the green for example. But can we truly see them? We are often asked why all pictures look so bright and colorful, while the lights are just white and grayish in real life. The answer is that the Northern Lights are anything but white-gray. It is our night vision that paints them that way. Simply put, our eyes work differently during the day and night. Our day vision is high resolution and detects colors perfectly in bright light. At night, our vision focuses instead on light and mainly captures colors in shades of gray. One thing to keep well in mind is that all eyes are different. Depending on age, health of one's sight and light pollution, the way each of us perceive an aurora varies greatly. Generally speaking, people with excellent eyesight will have an easier time of seeing colors. Tired eyes or less efficient eyesight won't give the best result, but everyone's chances will be greatly increased in conditions of reduced light pollution. This is, if we allow our eyes enough time to adjust to the darkness. Typically, a Northern Lights tour will take you away from the city and any source of light pollution. Once on location, it will still take a few minutes for your eyes to get used to the darkness, and that includes not checking your phone or camera screen. Your eyes will know immediately if you do. That is why we recommend adjusting your camera settings before you head out on your tour. This way, when the aurora appears in the sky, you can just point and shoot without spoiling the show for your eyes. This is our golden rule. Look with your eyes first and then with your camera. Talking about light pollution, won't the moon spoil the view? Well, the answer is yes and no. Yes, because the moon is indeed a source of light pollution, especially when it's full and the aurora is weak. But also no, because the moon will look spectacular on camera, actually enhancing the beauty of the surrounding landscape without affecting the true colors of the aurora. So, how can we see the colors of the aurora as they really are? You should camera wisely. A camera at night can absorb so much more light in one image than our eyes can. The reason is that our eyes capture images in microseconds. No other option allowed. A camera, however, if adjusted properly, can easily capture the same image using an exposure between 10 and 30 seconds. Now, imagine how many more layers of colors we could add to our eye image if we had way more time at our disposal. What a well-adjusted camera captures is not an enhanced picture or somehow photoshopped version of the aurora. It is the beauty of the Northern Lights in color, as they really are, but our eyes are not capable of doing them justice. One more thing. Be aware that the aurora display is ever-changing. Very often, the northern lights are barely visible when they appear in the sky. Give it a few minutes, and they might develop into stronger, more impressive, and faster moving lights. Especially in the case of the green display. Luckily for us, the most common color of them all. You might not be able to see the green at first, but they will likely become brighter and more evident within minutes. The aurora is always greener if you give it time.